That horse left the barn a long time ago.
Bill for the stack.
Time is up. Okay, next person.
Bill for the stack.
Go ahead, Bill.
I'll second it if nobody else did. I know I'm seconding the revised motion that Alex sent to clarify that what Jan suggested that he sent about 5 minutes ago. And I just think it's a good idea. It's needed, and we need to clarify these things. And I appreciate what Maxie just said. Yes, we just need to help the election move on, but we need to make sure we don't get ourselves into lawsuits if we can avoid them. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Is there any else that wants to say? Is there anyone else who wants?
If I may, real quick.
Okay.
You know, I hope that as a result of the history of how elections happen with this organization, and granted, I've only been here 3 months, but I hope we take a real serious look at the processes that we're engaged in. The fact that litigation is so much a threat with half the stuff we do, and I think we spend so much time on things that, quite frankly, have very little relevance to our listening audience. And we spend all this time focused on these matters, and sometimes I just wonder, you know, what is all this about? I'm amazed how much time and energy we as a board, we as the managers of this organization spend on things that have no real significant value to the listeners of our service. I know this matters to a lot of you in ways that will probably never make sense to me, and I may be frustrated right now because it's after midnight, but at the end of the day, I just think, you know, at some point we got to start asking our question, what is this all about? You know, what is this really all about?
It's all about the vote.
Time is up. Section, timekeeper speaking.
Yes, timekeeper. Timekeeper, did we lose you?
I said the time is up for this section.
Okay, so we need to go for a vote on this motion. Bill, would you please take the vote?
Okay. Second, let me get my tally sheet here. Okay. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Jonathan Alexander? Can't hear you, John. Joanna Casanave?
Absolutely no.
Adriana votes no. Chris Corey?
Pass.
Chris passes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis?
No.
Joseph votes no. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Benito votes no. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Something is there.
Jan votes yes. William Heerwagen?
No.
William votes no. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Ken votes yes. Assume Tony Leon and Afia Mwangaza and Alex Randall are no longer on the call. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Moskula Washington?
Thanks for that, Maxie. Yes.
Moskula votes yes. Thank you. Let's see. I didn't hear from Jonathan Alexander. Chris Corey, you passed?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Let's see, Dwayne Lark, didn't hear from you. Are you on the call? Or muted? Nancy?
Let me check.
Dwayne is on the call. Recently.
He's on the call.
Okay, we can't hear you, Dwayne. Okay, let me count. Okay, 12 yes. 4 no's. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair Wayne votes no.
There we
okay,
go.
That's 5 no. Wayne votes no. Okay, that's 5 no, 12 yes. Madam Chair?
Abstain.
Okay, 12 yes, 5 no, 1 abstention.
This motion passes.
The motion needs 2/3, Madam Chair, of the whole PMB, 15 votes. I'm very sorry.
No. No.
Read the bylaws.
Appeal to the parliamentarian.
Carol for the stack.
Yes, Carol.
We're in a situation where, first of all, the PNB did vote at each point on the timelines, and we're at a point where the timelines have not been met. The December 26th timeline was not met. And so either we can help have a clean election by recognizing the realities and putting in place these things, and given the reality. We're not changing something based on something made up that's not already happened. This is something past that we're fixing to help the NES and to help Pacifica.
Madam Chair, Benito to this deck.
Yes, Benito.
I differ from the last speaker. What's really behind this effort to quote-unquote help the NES is for those people who have pushed this unworkable timeline and who have pressured the NES, both the past and the present, and the ED to comply. And now they come up with the reality that the timeline is unworkable. So, let's help the NES. Give me a break. I think most of us know what the game is here. The ED might not know because he just got here. So we can't blame him for not knowing. But most of us know exactly what is going on here. And whoever is listening, most of them know just as well.
Catherine, what's your question?
My understanding is that this motion carried, is it in order to continue the discussion, or may we move on to the next item on the agenda?
The argument that Adriana and Benito are bringing up is that this vote requires 2/3. Who's that banging? Let's see. Somebody's banging something. Okay. That this vote requires 2/3. Okay.
You know, it is.
In the previous motion where the NES's suggested timeline was changed by the PNB members. I had ruled that it required a 2/3 vote, and my ruling was challenged, and it was said to be only required a majority vote. And then we got an opinion from counsel on that, and counsel said it should have been rescinded because it required 2/3 votes. And the last thing that happened was Alex explained to counsel that this was different than the one that required 2/3 vote, and that's where we are now, and because counsel has not replied back to Alex.
The way
so that counsel is not disagreeing with what Alex had to say.
Point of order. We do have two-thirds. It was 12 to 5.
Oh.
Well, okay. Then we have, let's see, two-thirds.
Oh, I want some.
That would be 12 plus 17.
Yep, that's two-thirds. So we have two-thirds. Okay.
No,
so we're good.
Chair. The PNB, the bylaw said two-thirds.
The bylaw says, Adriana's right, it says two-thirds of the entire PNB.
Not who's
present. Votes, not chair. Please, please, don't play.
Excuse me, Adriana.
No, you. I'm talking
I
about
just
that
told you that you're not. I'm explaining what you just said. The bylaw says two-thirds of the entire PNB.
I agree with you. I said don't play with what Billy's saying. You say the right thing. Yes.
They go back
this
and
is,
forth.
This is Grace for the stack.
Well, so I'm just saying I made a ruling. My ruling was challenged. It went before the council. The council said that motion should be rescinded. Alex replied to the council and explained to him why it didn't have to be. And so we're back really to a majority vote required. And I have not heard, we have not heard back from council discounting what Alex has said.
Madam Chair, may I say something about this?
Yes, go ahead.
And this is Grace for the stack
okay.
as well?
I think we already voted on this. If some people thought that the vote was out of order, they should have raised the point of order prior to the vote.
You are right. We need to move
on. We took
on
the vote. It's too late.
Did.
That ship has sailed.
You're right. This is right. We need to move on. Grace?
Madam Chair, it's not that easy. I raised the question, and you overruled. So it was challenged at the time.
What's your point of order?
Let's get it straight.
What's your point of order? What is your point of order? You're not making a point of order. What's your point of order?
First off, I didn't call for a point of order.
Oh, then why are you speaking?
To be on the stack.
We're moving on. We're moving on.
This vote
has already taken place, except if you had asked Grace to have the floor before you. Go ahead, Grace.
I'm fine with moving on if we
okay.
move on.
So we're moving
we
on.
I'd like
to
speak.
Okay. So we're moving on to the next item on the agenda. Okay, and that is a proposal for a membership in Greater Public. Okay, so Maxie, you have the floor.
Yeah, so the proposal submitted by Greater Public for group by membership for Pacifica was distributed, I believe, last week, maybe even earlier than that. So you should all have copies of it. The bottom line is we've gotten a significant percentage saving as a group buy. It increases if we do a three-year agreement, but I'm proposing a one-year agreement. There's a lot of noise.
Let me see who's making the noise here.
So I'll summarize this quickly so that we can move forward if there's any questions. The bottom line is I look at our financial situation being resolved in multiple ways, but there are two key ones. One is obviously the work that we're expecting to get out of NETA, the financial management, the audits, everything that will prepare us to be able to legitimately seek out major donor support and foundation support, those kind of things. The second area that I think is vital is for us to employ best practices, particularly in the area of generating revenue in the development or revenue centers. The great thing about Greater Public, and I once served on their board of directors years ago, and I'm familiar with their work through my experience in public and community radio, is that they are the foremost authority in the public and non-commercial media environment on development and marketing. They put on an annual conference every year called the Public Media Development and Marketing Conference. It is attended by basically the entirety of the nonprofit media industry. They do extensive research. They demonstrate best practices through that research. They provide templates. There's a bunch of things listed in here. Everything from on-air fundraising, online giving, direct mail and telemarketing, online support, marketing and on-air promotion, major giving and planned giving, audience research. They do all these areas in addition to providing one-on-one consultation. They provide trending information. They provide templates that can be used for everything from foundation grant writing to membership drive scripts. Email campaigns. They're constantly educating their members on best practices. They provide benchmarking tools, and they do group buys that members can take advantage of. All of the station managers I presented this proposal to, they all agreed that they thought this would be a great way for our organization and our units to maximize revenue. And so at the end of the day, I put this forward because I think if we employ best practices in all of the major revenue centers, it gives us our best chance to be more profitable in the future. The key thing, underwriting is listed as one of the things that they provide guidance on, but it doesn't mean that we have to employ it. In fact, to me, it's a non-issue with this board and with this organization because it causes so much angst. So take that off the table, get beyond that, and recognize that all of the other ways that we do accept as revenue centers that are acceptable in the Pacifica way are addressed through this membership, that best practices need not keep us from being the progressive media operation that we aspire to be, and that by, in fact, employing best practices, we will most likely generate significantly greater revenue than we would maintaining our existing infrastructure for revenue generation, which I think is quite clearly outdated and in desperate need of upgrade. The fact that we have stations that employ membership campaigns nearly a third or more of the year is absurd. And I could go on and on why best practices are vital to our survival, to our thriving as an organization, both as units and as a collective. But I'll leave you to read and review this proposal. I don't think this is a vote issue. Again, the stations are going to secure membership individually. And again, they've all endorsed this as a worthwhile venture. So I wanted it to be brought to your attention just so you know about one of the things I think is a real positive moving forward for us. And I'll leave it at that and answer questions if you have any.
Hey, I have a question, Maxie. This is Nancy.
Yeah.
So when we join Greater Public, this is a organization-wide membership, according to the
It is.
So does that mean anybody, any of us, the staff or the board members or the LSB members, can avail themselves of the services in use for helping Pacifica?
Yeah, that's my understanding. It's a great question because I think one of the questions that was brought up is, or the concerns was brought up, was that not every station has a development director or someone who necessarily would be properly aligned to take advantage.
All right, let's see, who's that? Tom, Maurice. Getting some background noise from your end. Okay, go ahead.
Not everybody would be, but the bottom line is whether you're a general manager, a business manager, a marketing director, an engagement director, a program director, understanding the principles of best practices around revenue centers is vital. Our program directors are intimately involved in our pledge drives, as are the general managers. I would imagine the business managers are intimately as well. So there's not an aspect of our operations other than perhaps production people who don't have reason to participate in this. And I am familiar with, in the past, board members attending conferences and being actively engaged in the benefits of the membership. So my understanding is it's full membership for the entirety of our organization across all of our five stations in particular.
Okay, great. Okay. I just think it's just such a great it's such a great idea to get the to join this to join Greater Public, because it's like getting the service. It's like having a development director in our pocket to help, you know, to help all of us do development without having to pay the cost of the position of development director. And I just think it's great. It's like the next thing that we need to do now that we're getting our financial affairs in order. We'll know how much money we're bringing in and how much money we have, and we'll be able to track it. We need to have that in place first. And now the next thing to do is to get the money coming in now that we have a way to track it appropriately. And that's how we can start to figure out how we're going to pay off the big loan that we have to pay off. So I think it's a great third step for us. I fully support you on this.
Okay. Anyone else? I want to make sure there's no fear about this. I know it generated that in the past. But if you're good with it, I'm glad. Hopefully you've had a chance to review the proposal. I think you'll find that it offers a wealth of possibilities in revenue generation for the organization that will not subvert our standards, our principles, et cetera.
That's Carol.
Adriana?
Okay, Carol, then Adriana.
I'm sorry. You may have already sent this out, Maxie. I've been doing a lot of different things. Do you know how much money is this cost, and is it a station? What's the story?
Are we in open session?
I thought we decided that we can discuss it in open session.
Okay. My bad.
If we're in open session, just know that the proposal spells it out very clearly, how much it will cost. Just divide that number by five.
Okay.
Or six even, and I think you'll have a clear-cut understanding of how much the fee will be per station.
Okay, thank you. Sorry.
No, no problem. Anyone else?
Any other questions? Oh, Adriana?
Yes. Mr. Jackson, is your proposal, you are asking us to approve this proposal, or you are us to look at this proposal?
No, I'm only wanting to share it so that you have a knowledge of it, and if you had any questions, I was here to answer it. I've brought this, as I mentioned earlier, to the stations. They've all agreed that there's significant value in what they can gain from membership, and so we plan to move forward, and that's it. All right, so this was more of just sharing. I wanted you to know that further efforts are being made to make sure that we're generating revenue in a more productive manner than we are currently, because I think we're all deeply concerned about the financial well-being of this organization, its unit, and I think this is one, as I mentioned earlier, one of many efforts to shore up our ability to be sustainable moving forward.
Thank you.
Thanks for the question.
Benito to this day.
Benito, go ahead.
Okay, so Mr. Jackson, you mentioned that number one, you said that you spoke to the station.
Yes.
But the big
general
manager. Excuse me?
The general managers.
Right, okay. I just wanted to be clear.
Yeah.
But you spoke to the GMs, and they're all in favor of all this. And
right.
You, one of the integral elements of this is to implement underwrite.
That is not true.
Okay, well,
that's emphatically incorrect, and that's why I was glad that we had this discussion because I wanted to root that out. I was painfully aware that that is a boogeyman for this organization. And so I was explicit in explaining that that is not an aspect of their services that we have to partake in. We can be devoutly anti-underwriting and still deeply benefit from membership in greater public. If we just did the best practices aligned with individual donor support, individual giving, pledge drives, direct mail, etc., all those things that are perfectly within the wheelhouse of our organization's ethos, we have much to gain.
Okay,
so that's why
that
I said take underwriting off the table.
I'm sorry.
Sorry I interrupted you. Go ahead. My bad.
No, I think we're both saying essentially the same thing. Well, my understanding was correct. You're saying that they include amongst their proposals, let's say, underwriting, but the individual stations can take it or leave it.
Absolutely. And keep in mind, I'm very aware. I'm very clear that for underwriting to take place within Pacifica, the board would need to approve that in a process wherein it can be done in the Pacifica way. I am aware that there are stations in our five units. There are stations among our membership.
We don't have underwriting.
No, listen.
We do not have underwriting.
Let me be real clear.
Maxie.
No, I hear you.
No, you don't.
We don't.
Okay.
What I'm saying is,
Everybody knows, right, and you said it as well, that what Nancy just said is incorrect. Some of the stations, the GMs, have been...
Benito, let me
respond to this
so I can be real clear.
What we do not want to do ever is avail ourselves to anything that is improper when it comes to underwriting. That's why I made the very careful statement that if the board were to approve it and create the direction as to how it can be executed, that's one thing. But that's not even something I was trying to discuss tonight, because I'm very clear that's not something this board is comfortable with, at least at this point. And so to me, the benefits of membership with greater public have nothing to do with what their services offer in the area of underwriting. It's irrelevant because we're not trying to go down there at this point.
Yeah,
that's all.
I would also like to clarify that this is not a proposal from them. They just.
No, it is. It is a proposal. It's a proposal for membership.
It's a proposal for membership, right? But they're describing what their services are, but it doesn't mean that we have to.
Absolutely, that is correct.
You know, take them up on their services or underwriting.
That is correct.
Okay.
I have a question, Madam Chair.
But he should lie about it.
What's that?
I have a question, Madam Chair.
Hi. What's your question, Dwayne?
Yeah, do it, but we need to lie about it.
Is there any other questions for Maxie?
Okay, you say, Madam Chair, emphatically that we do not have underwriting.
We do not have any formal underwriting.
We're just doing it without recognizing what.
Exactly.
This is a timekeeper. We have 2 minutes left to this section.
Okay.
Can I address this real quick? Dwayne, respectfully, and thanks for bringing it up. In the past, I have said that I have heard what sounds to me like attempts at underwriting that are that I am concerned might not be appropriate from an FCC or CBP compliance standpoint, which is why, to me, it's important for this board at some point to definitively say yes or no to underwriting, and if they say yes, to define it very clearly in terms that are appropriate for Pacifica. But one way or the other, this board needs to be definitive about it, because if we leave it as an unknown, something that we say we're not about, but that people who are either individual programmers feel like they can do, then it becomes a problem. So one of the things that will happen with this membership is we will paint a very clear picture, not only in terms of, you know, all the different areas I talked about, but we can also be very clear about revenue centers at each station and best practices, which means that we'll establish all kinds of formal infrastructure in terms of our programming that will make sure that any kind of revenue generation that occurs is done properly, done FCC qualified or appropriate, and that we are always compliant and that we're doing things properly and effectively. And so, again, let's not get bogged down into underwriting. Whether it's being done at stations or not, the bottom line is we don't, as an organization, endorse it. It's not in our ethos, and we need to clean up if there are individual players at our stations who participate in any kind of form of it. Because
but my point is, that is doublespeak. Because at KPFC, there has been programming, Lucky Duck and a number of other clubs that have consistent.
I know, Dwayne, what I'm saying to you is I agree with you. And I'm
saying
that we can root that. I know it's time. We can root that out. The only way that's going to get rooted out of this organization is if we employ best practices in programming and in development that don't allow our volunteers to access our airways in that way. That's how that gets rooted out.
Well, we need to root it out, but it's been going on for 10 years at KPMG.
We will fix it in short order, I promise.
Okay, so next item, programming committee motion. 15 minutes, and there's a motion that, who is speaking to this motion, Maxie and Catherine?
Yes. I'm just going to bring it up. Can you hear me?
I had a question on the agenda. It said the guidelines for this function are as follows, and I have 6 items under it, but the last item is like cut off, and I'm just wondering if there's more to it than that.
I'm not sure I understand your question.
Sure the entire motion is there in the agenda. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, actually, it's just 2 words cut off. It's at the very end. It says covered separately, and it was in the email that Catherine sent this afternoon.
Oh, that's the only thing missing, covered separately?
Yeah.
There's no 7 or 8 or 9? Okay. And that's the end of the motion?
I don't see. Point of information, I'm not following what you're talking about.
Okay. So if you look at the motions that are underneath where it says adjourn, they're like details for some of the above agenda items. For item 8, motion from the programming committee, if you follow it down, on page 3 of the agenda, it says the guidelines for this function are as follows. And there are 6 items under that. And
got it. Found it. What's the last 2 words?
The 6th item has just 2 words cut off from it. And that was the end of the motion, those 2 words that are missing. And they are will be covered. Will be, what was the words that were missing?
Covered separately.
Will be covered separately. Okay.
Very much.
Okay, so this motion was passed by the programming committee. It wasn't by unanimous consent, but it did pass, and I'll read it to you. The executive director shall institute and monitor the use of disclaimers managed by the general managers and program directors of each station. It is expected that this policy will be fully implemented in the second quarter of FY 2019, between January and March 2019. The guidelines for this function are as follows. Disclaimer cards will be broadcast prior to, during, and after the broadcast of any material deemed controversial and or dealing with sensitive material as determined by the program director or general manager. Disclaimer cards will also be broadcast prior to any and all live call-in segments that allow the general public to participate in the broadcast. Board operators will be tasked with implementing the broadcast of disclaimer cards and maintaining a separate online log of all instances of disclaimer cards being broadcast, including date, time, and program. The format and content of disclaimer cards may be modified at the discretion of the program director and or the general manager, who has final authority on the nature and use of disclaimer cards. The general nature of a disclaimer card is as follows. The views expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect the positions, strategies, or opinions of this station or the Pacifica Foundation. The narration of the disclaimer cards may be by any individual, including the programmer. However, the narrator will not be identified. All the above applies to programs streamed or available for download on the Internet. Policy or disclaimers for material produced and distributed by the Pacifica Radio Archives will be covered separately. So the concern with this disclaimer was as a result of what happened at one of the stations where they had a guest that was deemed offensive to a certain part of the community. The producer was, the show was canceled, and there were other kinds of impact with regard to protests. So the idea is to protect Pacifica, like many stations do, to say that the views expressed are the opinions of the guests, or however it would be ultimately worded by the program directors. The reason I did ask, suggest that Maxi also speak to this is because I'm aware that he has the comments he made in the program committee were that this particular motion may need to be revised. So I wanted to give him an opportunity to present that perspective. Thank you, Maxi.
I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to do that. I have two concerns with this motion as it's presented. The first starts with the very opening line, the executive director shall institute and monitor the use of disclaimers. Traditionally, this work is done by the program director, and it really stops and starts with them. So I think we need to employ our program directors at the various stations to be responsible for this. It should be in their job descriptions. It should be an expectation of them. And if you want to extend it beyond that, the general manager should obviously grade and ultimately be responsible. But I think asking the executive director, myself, or whoever else would be in this position to monitor the use of these things, I think it's an overreach from a policy standpoint. The second piece is under the guidelines, and it starts with number one. Disclaimer cards will be broadcast prior to, during, and after the broadcast of any material deemed controversial and or dealing with sensitive material as determined by the program director or general manager. I understand the spirit of this, but the bottom line is any nonprofit media organization I've been a part of that runs any kind of public affairs programming, period, where perspective, whether it be from the guest, the host, or the audience, is provided, should air a disclaimer card in advance and during the broadcast. This way you get away from the subjectivity of dealing with what is controversial or sensitive and make it a blanket policy for anything that's discussed, because what's controversial to one person may not be to another, and what is sensitive to one person may not be sensitive to another. So the way to make this a blanket policy that doesn't require interpretation is any public affairs content should have this disclaimer before, during, and perhaps even after the broadcast. So those are my two suggestions to amend this motion.
Carol for the stack.
Carol, go ahead.
I don't like it, the motion, because we're known as controversial, and I like that we're known as controversial, and I don't want to disclaim our controversiality, and I don't think we've had trouble much at all except for one program, and and that was based not just on the content of the one program that the programmer did, but a series of programmers and also an unwillingness for the programmer to deal with management. And so I don't like making lots of rules based on one problem. You get bogged down in rules. That's one of the problems with our bylaws. We have 45 pages of detailed rules. And I like being controversial, and I think KPFA stands for and Pacifica stands for controversiality.
This is Grace for the stack. Grace, go ahead.
Okay, Maxie, I agree with many of your suggestions that you just made. I think that we should refer this back to the program committee to be revised. I differ with Carol only because KPFK is a different station. We definitely need disclaimers, if only to make the public aware that some premiums we are offering, there is an intimation that they might help somebody's health or something like that, and there definitely needs to be disclaimers regarding that. So it may not be needed, in your opinion, at KPFA, but I think that at least for KPFK, they are definitely needed. That's my opinion, at any rate.
Okay.
So I think that I'd like to refer this back to the program committee to be refined. This motion.
Nancy, I have one thing to say. I think that by, you know, the fact that we allow, you know, certain programs on the air makes us somewhat controversial. I don't think having a disclaimer takes that away from us. I think it just because there's some things that some programmers at WPFW say that I don't agree with, and other programmers that I do agree with, and I would like to know that WPFW does not have a position one way or another. There's a lot of political statements that get made or opinions discussed and all on the air that I don't agree with, and I would like to think that PFW remains neutral with respect to it. The controversial thing is that they allow everything to be aired, and some
some stations would not allow all the things to be aired that Pacifica allows to be aired, but we do. And I don't think having a disclaimer takes that away from us. I'm in favor of them, if they're going to help us from getting sued or something like that. Adriana?
3 minutes.
Okay.
Yes, Madam Chair, I want to for us to amend the motion with the amendment that Mr. Jackson just told us about, and I believe that we can approve this motion just with the amendment that Mr. Jackson asked for.
Well, okay, so Grace referred it back to the programming committee to make those changes.
Yes, Madam Chair,
I'm not finished speaking yet. Grace referred it
to
Adriana, I'm telling you. Grace made a motion to refer this back to the committee. Are you speaking against that motion then?
I want to substitute that motion, I said. That was my phrase. I want to substitute that motion.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. All right, you want to substitute Grace's motion to say
Let me talk. I understand that you want to try to...
Adriana? I'm trying to get clarification, okay?
That's right.
I'm asking you a question. So,
maybe I can.
You want to substitute Grace's motion with your motion. Would you please restate your motion?
My substitute motion, that is that we approve the motion that the programming committee approved with the amendment or with the changes that Mr. Jackson asked for. Period.
The problem that I see with that is that somebody has to write up those changes and before we can vote on them.
Mr. Jackson already explained it.
It still has to be written before we can vote on it. We have to receive it in writing. And so we could just as easily send it back to the program committee to rewrite it with those suggested changes. Unless you don't want to get to your motion, your item on the agenda right away.
Time's up.
Okay, this is Cap, and I wanted to get on the stack if possible. But if not, I guess we can vote.
So here we are. I haven't actually heard a second on either motion yet.
Well, Catherine would like to second Grace's motion. I think the committee should rewrite it.
Okay, and then is there somebody that wants a second Adriana's substitute motion?
Joseph,
okay. Okay, so we'll vote on Adriana's substitute motion now.
Did she send it in writing? I'm not clear what the substitute is.
She hasn't sent it in writing that I know of.
So I don't know.
Madam, may I?
Yeah? Go ahead.
The first thing, Madam Chair, first thing. We have a motion from Grace Aaron. Second, then you gain the floor. I ask for a substitute motion, and you interrupt me and explain what I was trying to explain. And then somebody else, and then Catherine said something about I second Grace's motion. Too late, because Grace's motion wasn't seconded. Okay? We can keep playing this. I know that you have the majority.
Adriana, I did not understand the word when you said substitute. I didn't catch that. I didn't understand your pronunciation of substitute. I didn't know what you were talking about. I interrupted you because I needed clarification. So, if you would like to... So, if
Madam
you would like
Chair,
to...
Parliamentarian.
Yes?
Parliamentarian would like to be recognized.
Go ahead, John.
Okay. A substitute motion would take the place of the entire motion. A substitute motion would not be just to amend according to what Mr. Jackson said. A substitute would have to be a full replacement of the whole motion.
So Grace had a motion to refer this back to the programming committee to make changes.
And the motion to refer to a committee is a higher level than motions to amend and motions to substitute. Substitute is an amendment. So the motion to refer has a higher precedent. So that means that you cannot amend anything if the motion to refer to a committee has been seconded and it's on the floor.
Okay, thank you. So we're not so Adriana's substitute motion then is out of order.
I'm great too, yeah. Because wasn't seconded.
Okay. Okay, so we'll go back to I asked for a substitute. I asked for seconds. I got a second on Grace's, and I got a substitute on Adriana's, but Adriana's substitute motion was out of order. So we just have to vote on Grace's motion to refer it to committee, which was seconded by Catherine, I believe.
Yes, information.
Right.
So what's your point of information, Adriana?
Madam Chair, if I don't, and you can go, obviously, like I said, you have the majority, you can do whatever you wish. But what I heard, after Grace make a motion, nobody seconded, I make a substitute motion. In the meantime that I was doing that, I heard a chime from the timekeeper. But now, you are coming back. You said, according to the parliamentarian, mine was in a substitute motion. Now you go back and you give Grace Aaron the option, Catherine Davis, to second Grace motion that wasn't second before you gave me the floor and before the time was called. I don't understand why you can call a motion after time and wasn't second. I don't know how can you say that you need to go
well,
back.
That's because I'm not perfect.
I'm trying to go back and do things
in order.
Right.
And I'm trying, okay, so
we're six minutes over, and it's not time certain. It's 6 minutes over the designated time.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
So we're going to go back to Grace's motion to refer this to committee. I'd ask for a second. And I'd ask for a second on yours, too, Adriana, but it turns out that, so I got the second on Grace's before I got the second on yours, okay? So I shouldn't have even, Adriana, it is not perfect. It is not perfect, okay? Obviously, it is not perfect, but this is the way we're going to do it. Okay, So we're going to vote on Grace's motion to refer this back to the programming committee. Are there any objections? Okay, please take the vote, Mr. Secretary.
Okay, Grace Aaron. Can't hear you, Grace.
Yes.
Jonathan Alexander.
Yes.
Okay, Grace votes yes. Jonathan. Can't hear you. Adriana Casanave.
I need to
change. Can't hear you, Adriana. Chris Corey?
Pass.
Chris passes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis?
No.
Joseph votes no. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Benito votes no. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. William Heerwagen? Can't hear you, William. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
No.
Dwayne votes no. Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Ken votes yes. Tony Leon? I believe he and Afia Wankaza and Rally Trandle are off the call. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscular Washington? Can't hear you, Muscular. I go back. didn't hear from Jonathan Alexander. Or Chris Corey?
Yes.
Or, oh, Chris votes yes. Okay, thank you. Didn't hear from William Heerwagen. Did you want to vote?
I vote no.
Okay, William votes no. Didn't hear from Tony Leon, Afia Wangaza, or Alex Randall. Muscula? We didn't hear, I didn't hear your vote. Muscula Washington? Entry Muscula. So let me count. Let's see, 11 yes and 4 no's.
How do you have my vote? How do you have my vote recorded, sir?
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a no vote for you. How did you want to vote, Adriana?
Well, you meant it because I
I just didn't hear you. Do you want to vote yes or no?
I vote no, but you didn't, when you asked me before, I was right, and I was right, sir.
Okay, so that's 5 no and 11 yes. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstains.
Okay, 11 yes, 5 no, 1 abstention.
Okay, so this motion passes to refer back to committee, to refer this
Chair,
motion back to committee.
Bill for the stack?
Yep.
I move to adjourn. I move to adjourn.
We have we'll have to override that because we had a motion that said we were going to complete the agenda all the way through item 9.
I thought a motion
Mansoor seconds Bill adjourn to
I'm sorry? What?
Well, I thought a motion to adjourn was always in order.
Well, we already voted to extend time past to include item 9.
Madam Chair, information.
What's your point of information, Adriana?
Yes, Madam Chair. More than 2 weeks ago, I want to know if you and Mr. Jackson referred this motion, all the questioning of this motion, to the Pacifica Council, because that was asked for 5 directors, according to the PMB position on this, and I didn't receive anything back. But I want to know if you or Mr. Jackson, because Mr. Jackson, you told me in your email that you referred this to council. Is there any reason why council is not answering on this? Because we know that officers of the court have the obligation to
apply. All right. Adriana, your question is, let me answer your question.
Yes.
I'm not going to take the because's, okay? The question is, we did refer it to Mr. Ford, and I haven't received anything back from him on this.
Do you think that is any option that you can be sure? Because I can hear that the council is answering a bunch of people and in one-on-one conversation, but it's not following the resolution of this board.
Well, I sent him this. You all had sent him the motion from 2006 that said three directors could ask his opinion, but I heard back from him that he wanted to hear from me. I heard back from him today that he wanted to see the resolutions and he wanted it to be sent from me, and I have not had a chance to send that to him today. So my question to you now is, do you want to wait on this motion until we hear back from council on it, or do you want to proceed with it tonight?
But Mr. Jackson answered me that he referred that to the council.
I mean, yeah, this is Maxie, if I may.
Is the council not answering to the executive director neither? Because the resolution from the board, that is a policy of the board, that the chair and or the executive director will send whatever, you know, consultation we need to do. And if I don't, and I don't mistake, Mr. Jackson, you told me, you sent me an email saying that you forward this request to the council. Now,
I did.
And I don't know why we are not receiving anything in writing, because Nancy, you just told me that you received something from him today. Is there any way that you can forward this to the board? Because my motion, well, not my motion, the five directors' motion was asking you and Mr. Jackson to copy us when you communicate to the council, and obviously it didn't happen.
Okay. Yes, I can do that. I will forward it to the board when I send him that motion that you already sent him from 2006. I will copy the board on that. Now, my question to you is do you want to wait to hear back from him before you go forward with this item, before we go forward with this thing on the agenda tonight?
That's why I want to hear first what Mr. Jackson has to say.
Yeah, I'll have to check my email. I forwarded it to Mr. Green. The question you're asking, I believe, is did I CC you all? And I don't believe I did. But I did forward it to him. What generally happens with the board is we send him material. He will often respond back to us saying, I need the complete understanding of this situation or this issue. And so I don't know where this is. I have to go through it. Obviously, we send a lot of stuff to Ford, more than we should. I'm not saying that this is one of those things, but as a result, it's hard for me to track it. Exactly which incident we're specifically referring to and where he is with it. The bottom line is I did forward it to him. I would not have told you otherwise.
Okay.
There may have been a response from him on this to me. I had so much email today. I did get a response to him asking for specific citations that one of the opinions requested from him. He asked for a specific citation about it, and I think that was on the telephonic meetings that he was asking for a specific citation from Mr. Kriegler before he could rule on it. And that was what it was today. And so I haven't had a chance to respond to him. And when I do, I will copy you on that.
Okay, Madam Chair, thank you very much. And I want then to be clear, please. Why don't you invite Mr. Green to our next meeting January 10th? That is the special meeting to talk specifically about this issue. Specifically about this issue that is posted there. I hope that Mr. Green can be on the meeting and can clarify to the whole membership a very, very great situation that directors cannot break the law, extending in a self-serving motion, extending their terms. I hope that Mr. Green will be in the meeting and can explain this to the whole membership. And my email, remember, that have all the information, the bylaws that were broken, the California corporation law, the laws by itself, even the policies of the PMB about consulting with counsel. All is in my email, the one that I asked you and Mr. Jackson to forward on to him.
Point of order.
Thank you.
Point of order.
What's your point of order, Alex?
Ms. Castaneve is arguing about a motion that hasn't even yet been presented to the board under the guise of asking for a question. This is really out of order.
Okay, point well taken. Okay, so I have the impression that you have put this same motion onto an agenda for January 10th.
Exactly, Madam Chair.
Okay, so you don't want to do this tonight then?
Well, the only thing that we need to do is have a legal opinion from the council, because if not...
okay, then we are adjourned. Then we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Very much.
Good night.
Thank you, Madam Chair.